I guess we'll start. We'll go over it again briefly. We're sort of in the middle. It says Shekeinim Nishikras Nishika Achashishtayim Shachti Belakim Shaisushamati. So Betzim, what he's trying to say is, both halves of the Nishika, the Zochen and the Keva Nishika, are all part of the. It's all part of the Etzem Nishika from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It incorporated both an element of Zach and an element that gave in it. Vidumah Shomer Vesenazal, Kesham Yisrael Neichin Nikva Ter Belibom, Kesham Lo Yilucha Neke Yitzar Melibom. These two divas are two Nishikas, Kesham Yisrael Baal Shachashukosoy, Achas HaMashach Meshchaber Simoy. I want a second. This is, I'm sorry. This, I was doing the second parish. So let's go back to the first parish. I'm sorry. I still didn't finish the first parish. So he said, Kidoim Nadecha Miyoyin, Pirish Avos Chagodol Lais Yoyse Me'avas Hayayin. So he's going to, let's first get the general sense of what he's saying. He's saying Yishokeini versus Yayin. He's asking that. That the chashukosoi bimenashik her and wants that more than yayin. So what are the two elements? So the neshikas of the chashuka are the two dibris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave himself to us. That's one half of it. And the yayin is a gematria shivim, which includes which has in itself the entire hispashtus of everything that's in it. So Torah comes to us on two levels. It comes to us on the level of the Sheir Shaboy, and it comes to us on the level of it comes to us on the level of hispashtus. And you can have both of them in it. We prefer, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki'ilu, we're not so interested in spashtos as much as we yearn for that kesher and so on. And that's why the going in the big picture is showing that Anoich Nikva, Anoich Aliyah is the Shtei Dibes Asher, the Kol Kol HaTer Kula. So that's why they can include in themselves all the essays in Laisase, V'yadua Sheshivim Panim LaTorah, which is the other side of it. Shivim, they have two klolim. They always saw Shivim Umes and Shivim Shem Zaktoshin Lahavdul. The klolim is Anivahu, to the Shem Zakadosh Baruch Hu. Shivim Sanhedrin is also has the two Roshim we spoke about, and then he brings a pasuk in Nuim BeYirmiyah, Bikurav Tabachim, and so on. That Shivim Shtayim Sanhedrin, Shtayim Roshim, VeChein Shivim. Yeah. Right. I think he's learning it up shot in the pasuk. That's my feeling. I don't think so. The guy in B'darkal will learn up shot in the pasukim the way he learns them up. I think. I don't know. I can't tell you for sure. I'll call upon him. So that's the klal. Then he has the pratim also the shivim umois with Esav and the Yishmael as the column of it, and then he has the shivim panim l'teira with the shnei dibros karim kol mitzvahs. So Lamaisi says those two are connected to vav nehev the shem Hashem, and we spoke about that the vav neyelecha. Then he says, "V'zeh she'amar Chazal, bo David ve'midan lecharesrei, ve'choyshev she'sham shisha mitzvahs esach mishem mitzvahs loisasei." Again, you have the five and six. You have the hey nevav shem negel anoichi, leilachom which the hey, that it also connects to Toshav Ksav and Toshav Alpeh we spoke about. V'seir she'oman, this is, he's fearing Goyis now. What is it, when it says Yishakeni, what is he saying? Pirush miyitein v'idavi manu gam shara dibris k'moy ha'nishikus shal pihu shamat ha'batzmecha v'imanoichi k'nek devov ha'pihu leiloch ha'he shal pihu sh'ava g'doylo mashen l'mar l'menu. So this Zayar Kodesh says there's different types of neshikas, and the custom was to neshikas could be on the hand. I don't know, it's a certain shvach that it's on the hand, and it could also be a pale peh. That's a surah of a chasan kala, and that's a surah of chaviva shein lamali menu. So b'meila we say ki toiv nadecha oisa dibes shemati'm cha shehu av gdoila ze toiv arvli mikol ayin shemashivim ponim asher l'toira. They're greater v'kan ayra kol b'soy toira shabal peh avashor kam chiv shechush v'toira mikol mokoyim hu akol b'toira shabal peh. So we're talking about in the it's something which he says I cannot. I assume the word is he can't refer. He can't refer the split HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Torah Shebeh from Torah. So even though we're talking over here, we mentioned Torah Shebeh Ksav. But Lamaisu, we're talking about the ponim of Torah Shebal Peh. In other words, in Torah Shebal Peh, we have a certain, what's the word for it, hispashtus of Torah Shebek Sav. We can dash in psukim and so on and so forth. On that, he says, in other words, I think the Goyen is saying it wouldn't pass to have it otherwise. L'chein k'siv t'chilas hei v'achar vav, shushisha sivri mishnah. So you know the Torah Shebek Sav we're talking about here also is a Torah Shebek Sav that shaykh to the Vav and so on. So let's first take a look at the big picture. So Bemis is in Torah you have two tefisas. You have a tefisa of Torah that comes mitzad the fact that it's mispashit and it's chochma keeps growing bigger and bigger. The fact that a person who is Baal Chochma could possibly understand it could be Oyev the Chochma of the Ispashtus of Torah. So that's one Oyfin of liking Chochma. The fact that a person likes it, it's mispashit, and he gets more and more insight, and that's you know the life of a Bali Chochma. But what she's saying over here is that now I'm looking back, and the chibur that Torah is to you, that's what I miss. It's something which is a Ki'ilu, a person could be menatik the chachma from a cherish, and that's what happened more or less, like l'shem baruch hu b'tayre tchila and so on, and b'meila Klal Yisrael went to Gauls because of that. So l'maisa, it's something which we yearn and we miss. So let's go back a second. Had the kala. Let's go back a second to the sense in the pasuk. If the kala would express some sort of liking for any prat except for this, then the umos could offer something equivalent. Dumas could say, wonderful, we have that. In other words, the Umas Olam can offer anything except for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Klal Yisrael is in Golus, and Klal Yisrael is in Golus because it cut itself from Kadosh Baruch Hu. The union of Shalei Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila and all of that is part of the same idea over here. And B'Meila, it's something which a person, the return of Klal Yisrael Kadosh Baruch Hu happens only when Klal Yisrael realizes that the Pchelik that only Kadosh Baruch Hu has is the Toiv and the Decha rather than the Yayin. The Yayin itself, even though it's very nice, but it's replaceable. But there, Shivim is Sherlit in everything. When it comes to the Sherish, that we have over here. Okay, let's see the next. So I have you have the Pirish Beis, you have the Mosrav Kook edition. Okay, no, it's fine. I don't know how they have it. I have now Pirish Beis Nishikach Shishtaim Shekem Shikas Piyud. You have that also? Okay, so he has another Pirish here, which is a second version of it. And it's similar to the first, but I don't know if it's a second, if it's a Girsa, not clear here. But, I mean, you have the Siddur or whatever I sent you? What do you have? So I'll tell you what we're missing over there. Okay, so we might have just the Pirish Beis. Shama Nikvu Anadush Ayn Ponim Ayn Sanhedrin Anoichi Koilu No, I'll read it inside Akupam. It's similar enough. Here it's called Pirish Beis. Yishakei Nishikas Piyu, Nishika Achas Shishtayim, Sha'achas Dibu Lakim Shtayim Zu Shamati, Anokhav Lilucho B'Dibu Echad Nemra. I think this might actually be the way he has the Girsa. So, the Pasuk says that Achas Dibu Lakim Shtayim Zu Shamati, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said one thing, and we heard it in Tuifanim. Let's explain it in the Mashal Nimshal. By a Kaddish Baruch Hu, everything is one, and everything is it's Echad, and all Tzadim are one, and that's it. We never are able to dehear things as one. For us, whenever you have two things, whenever you have something, you deher the tzad. So, lemashal, a neshika, I can call that one thing, and a neshika is a chibur of two, which becomes one inyan, but we deheret mitzad the chibur of the two. It's something that is not. We can never deher that everything is one, because that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's type of deher. On the other hand, when we take it upon the two, we deher the two together. So it's something that is difficult. A neshika consists of two people being miscarif together, and yet the mitzias of it becomes one. The v'hoyel abasa echad. Anytime you have an echad, that's something that you can't. The echad shabbos is only Kadosh Baruch Hu. So upon him, we have over here the neshika achas shehi shtayim. And that's the pshat nanoich lelecha b'dibo echad nemru, that be'etzem mitzara Kadosh Baruch Hu, a Neuch and Lilach is one and the same. And if you take a look at all of the different Shama Zacha means they are really very different. Not doing Melacha and being Mekadosh Shabbos is two separate inyanim for us. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're one. V'yadua Masha Amar Rabbi Seinu Zal let's talk about this point also. It's an important point. If let's say I eat in a particular restaurant and I like the food very much over there, so when I go have lunch, I have it always in this restaurant. Why don't I go to other restaurants? The answer is because I like the food here the best. So there's one scale of liking the food, and as long as this one tops the list, this is what I go with. That is not a real chibur. Tomorrow the other store is going to cook better and I'm going to go there. Flip side, if I'm sitting in jail and I eat in the cafeteria in the jail, there's only one I have no ability to go someplace else. I'm locked in over here and that's it. I'm learning in school and you can't go out, it's the only place you can eat. So I eat here machmas that I can't go someplace else. So I'm bound to this place, but I can't call it a chibur. I can call it, I can call it I'm restricted, but I can't call it a chibur. The only real chibur is where this is what I want, and I'm also loyal and wouldn't go anywhere else because it's what I want. In other words, in a restaurant, it's competition, and it's whoever makes the best steak this morning is where I'm going to. Ishus, the real chib of Ishus includes the element of Nisuin, which is a positive chibur, and that's one part of it. And there's Avon in the positive sense of it. Erusin, which actually precedes Nisuin, says also it says that I'm the only one that the Shizm is dakik to, and that precedes the Nisuin. So we have a chibur over here that really, really has both pieces interwoven together, and it's a real chibur. Av is not a real chibur because it's open for change anytime. Hechreach is not a real chibur because I might be stuck with it, but I can't say that dafka nafshi, that this is what I want. So it's like I'm forced to be in this enclosure. Okay, it's only when you have the two together that you have that type of mahalach, where there's this kesher, and there's only this kesher. So the neshika kfula is what we want out of this more than no one else is my brother. First of all, believe it or not, people can have a lot of brothers. That's one part of it. A woman can only have one husband. But more than that, there's nothing in that doesn't, it's not the loyalty. I mean, I have a level of loyalty to my brother, not to abandon him, to make sure that in difficult circumstances I'm there for him, and so on. So the obligatory part is a measure of chibur. That's why I'm a chibur to a brother, but it obviously doesn't reach the nekud of chibur of a chasen kala. Yes, the asking everyone else, the erusin, is part and parcel of what makes nesuin nesuin. Nesuin would not be nesuin in a deeper way. So in an umas ha'olamdika way, it doesn't need erusin. So the nesuin is a chibur, but the fact that we start our chibur with erusin by designating something and saying this and only this, that's shaykh to Yisrael Dafka. That's different because that needs to be explained in its own right. But that's the but at least mitzad the isha, the musik of kedusha is mitzad the isha. The way Akadosh Baruch Hu made the relationships, that's the way it is. But in the woman to the man, you have this. Right. So it's another sort of smach that mitzvahs lo yisaseh are shayach to the world of nashim, because you see that it's something that is passable. It's she's, there's no difference between that and for a man as far as that's concerned. In other words, he gave a certain achlola, shakalatoy nachlom b'him. Ve'muchuvanim b'mizva Hashem yigob alecho, tomim shlosh mitzvahs nech shlosh mitzvahs loisasei, achkach shlosh esek nech shtet loisasei, ki yesoyda ein lal ma lismuch. This is tossed in a Kabbalistica comment, so to speak. Basically, that there's a difference between a man has an eva, a woman doesn't have an eva. V'chein kan b'shtei dibris nechon kol mitzvah esse v'lo yisasei. Kanoich yisoyik mitzvah esse v'lo yir lecha yisoyid kol mitzvah loyisasei v'machosim v'kala kanal. V'zer shepirish chosim v'kala. So it's more or less the same as the other ones, some shinuyim and so on. I don't know if you have that. I don't know if it has that, this either. V'ayde da'ayre b'zeh, nevay mishneh chamur, and sachsav adizora, mishneh hei, aloch, perik beis. Shol Rabbi Shmuel, as Rabbi Yeshua, mi ma osu gvina sako. He asked him, what's the iser gvina sako? He sealed the vacha. So he decided to get him off topic. So what do you get him off topic? Amalei Shmuel Achi, heichat akur, ketoyim dechem yayin, or ketoyim dechem I don't know which one. Amalei ena davekein, shechaver melamed olav, the lereach shmonecha toivim. So he, the question was, is it going on Zohar or on Ikeva? So let's explain the psukim. If it says Kitoim Nedecha Miyayin, it would mean that we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than Uyayin. If it says Kitoivim Doidayich, then it would be referring back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking about Klal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to Klal Yisrael, your Dodayach is better, and that's why we're waiting for it. I think is what he answered. So from the word so it's talking about the Shechina and Alamosa Yivucha, so it's referring back to the Shechina. V'shom milas toivim kol ha-shemen, ken kan toivim kol ha-yayin. Im kein pirusha ki toivim doidecha mi-yayin, shemuchach sheyoyse toivim mi-yayin ha-shal toira. So he says it's going back, it's referring back to his point said before, but let's... V'hu kulei mukshe, tizil kri mi-rafu. First of all, what did he ask him? I mean, take a look in what it says in the Chumash, in the Megillah. Oid kasha, it's quite clear that toivim, the word toivim itself, is zacher, and if it be referring to her, it would be lashne keva. So he says, "V'doik." Avanir shekach tzarch leima shepasig yashem shei perushim. Oy shekene kitoim pirush ane shikasem toivim v'chakamach tedayich miyayin. And your friendship. So the way the Goyen is learning over here, he's saying that the Shaila over here was to which area, how do you split up the pasuk? Do you say ki toivim deidecha, and that's referring to in other words, what is he referring to when he says "Yishakenu shikaspiu ki toivim dedecha miyayin"? If the word ki toivim is going back to neshikos, and then he's saying because neshikos are more toiv, so then he said the other possibility is ki. Kitoivim is going with Deidecha, and so then I don't know where Miyayin. I don't know what he means where Miyayin is going on. If you learn Toivim Deidecha, in other words, Kitoivim could be referring back to the Neshikas. Kitoivim could go back in the Deidecha. That's the pshat that he's saying over here. I'm not sure how he would learn the pasuk, how to go and learn the pasuk, if it's going on if he's stopping Kitoim Deidecha, what would change over here? I'm not sure what he means over here. Well, Koponim, and I understand, I mean, he says over here, Imani Kore Kitoim Alan Shikas and Mucha Shesa Toiv Miyena Shal Teira. So, Velo Yaharach Exeis Chachom Shegozal Gvinas Akum. So, he puts in over here the Gzeira as being an example of Yena Shal Teira, and that's why the Toivim Doidecha Miyayin would the question is, if the chiba takadosh baruch hu is greater miyena shel Torah, so and that would mean the drushes and the gzeiris and the Karnas Chazal made, or not. I don't know what the Goyim means, how you would learn the difference. All I understand is this nekuda over here in the Goyim, that the question by him is this mean that I like your Yedidus, or it means I like your Yedidus more than I like the Yeinah Shel Torah. That's the crux of what he's trying to say. How exactly he fits that in with the Yeinah Shel Torah, I don't know. I would assume, my assumption is as follows. There's a the Gemara says that there's a chavivus in the Rabbanans because it's Rabbanan. So I assume that he's referring to that. The chavivus would be not to be mahari after Karnas Chachamim. I assume that's what's going with. I don't know how to read it into the Goyen. But it's just my feeling that's basically what he's referring to. So the toivim the dechem yain is going back to that the kesher takadosh baruch hu is muchach, is greater, is better than the yain shel Torah. So there were two possibilities he had to read in the pasuk pshat. One was that I want more neshikos because they're chaviv, and that's good enough, you know, that's fine, and that's what I want. Or does it mean it's more chaviv than the Yeinah Shel Torah, and that's why it would tell me that the kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more chaviv than Yeinah Shel Torah? I don't know how that would affect how that would affect the other pshat. It could be that it means the drasha, like I told before, where Chazal say that chaviv and divrei Torah divrei sofrim, and it's also dashan for v'chikach ki yein atoiv. So I assume that the chikach yein atoiv would be telling me that the yayin is more chashuv than the Torah, and therefore you shouldn't be married to gzera. Possibly, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I'll go pun it, but let's get back to the general sense of what he's saying over here, when Klai Yisrael went to Golas, this is all going back to, let's go back to where the Goyen started from, the Nekuda that he's coming from. When we went into Golas, so Klai Yisrael had come from a Sheirish Neman, like he said. That was the point. Going back to the Mashal that it came from. The Melech had taken a Bas that comes from a Sheirish Neman and Bas Tovim and so on, and she ran off after other people. So the Nekuda here is, whatever it is that was mefata her by other people, she can't come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu now and say that what I like is what you have to offer. Let's say a person is deserts her husband because somebody else has more money and can treat her better and have more luxuries and so on and so forth. Now, imagine that she comes back to the husband and she says, you know what? I just realized this guy's finances are not as great as I thought they were. And I therefore think that I would like to go back to you. After considering it, I think that you're a better deal. Somebody once said cynically about, I know somebody did a shidduch, and I guess the Bocha did a shidduch that was more focused on the bottom line than on much more. And so somebody said, there's an old Hungarian saying that the most important thing in marriage is love. and Baruch Hashem, I love money. So if a person, if a woman leaves and she comes to her husband and says, you know what, I realized that your finances are better. It's quite reasonable to assume that that's going to fly well. The only thing you can come back with to have a taina is that if you say, you know, I realized it's not about the money, it's not about the gadget, it's not about this, it's about the person, and he's not a person, you are a person. That's the only makom that you have to be able to have a schus taina to come back to the person. So here also, what's happening, she went off into Golas because she was misled into thinking that the grass is greener over there. Whatever it is, tachlis, the only saving grace is if you come back and say that, I've realized that it's like a shpocha that I want, and there's nothing out there. It's also the reason, the chshivas that he listed before, of all of the mitzvahs boiling down to this hay and the vav. I mean, what's the point of it? Melef, the klolim were there just to help you learn it so that it's not, it's easy to remember, I understand. But these klolim boil down to the hey, the vav, the yud aleph, what's the point of that? The answer is there's a chshivas in the etzem. You know, Torah is a kli, or it's a levush to be mischabed to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the toichen of Torah is to mischabed Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So b'meila, even though I have all of the I have all these mitzvahs, it's important to realize that the mitzvahs all boil down to this shayrish. So the hemida nalachas, or the midan on 11, which is 6 and 5, all those, or even shalish, is also shalish is a zoch in a cave and the vlad that comes out. It's always the point is to bring back Torah to the teivin deidecha. That's why the first two were given to us mipiagvur, no matter what, because Torah always needs to retain a sheirish that. It's be'etzem. There's a chibur that's be'etzem Torah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have said the first two dibris, it wouldn't have that surah at all. Once it was at the first two surahs, so had we not rejected the other ones, then we would have been always davak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that we rejected it, galus follows and we miss it. But al kaponim, that had to be instituted in the very shayrish of it, or else it would not have been it wouldn't have that shayrish in it. Any questions? So the answer to that is that it does have a permanent effect. The answer is that it's something which we may violate it in the macro sense, but we don't violate it in the micro sense. The point is, Klai Yisrael always comes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it's natura in us, and that's why we could be Oved Averis. There's a Chiddush Rim says that Anoichi was not given as a tzivui. Even, you know, the Rambam Shita is that Anoichi is where we know the Chiyuv Emunah, so how come it's not given as a tzivui? So Chiddush Rim says anything that's given as a tzivui must contain in itself by definition contains in itself the ability to reject it. Emuna can't be rejected. It's something which we, you know, it's there. We can deny it, but nobody, in other words, if somebody comes along and tells you, I don't know, he believes in who knows what, so you laugh, you're not going to get excited about it. But if someone comes along, if a person is not a maimon, he gets very upset with a maimon. And the reason is because it bothers him. He struggles with it. Unless everyone else also falls out, his own feelings are there. Nobody becomes a non-maimon. He becomes an anti-maimon. He knows he tries to be oikerit. He wants to be oikerit. But you know, nobody, if somebody tells you he believes in the fairy, that the tooth fairy that brings money for teeth, you laugh. You think it's very funny, and that's it. You don't argue, and you don't do anything about it. If somebody who's an atheist, if somebody tells him he's a maimon, whoa, there's a lot of fireworks. By Eden, especially. This is one thing else. So there isn't a tear in us. It's not two in us that we're maiminim. But we can't uproot it. We can cover it. We can run away from it. Right. Without oikum, we can not be mekayimet. Emuna, by its definition, the kiyum is having. A person cannot wear tefillin. He has the choice. In emuna, a person doesn't have a choice not to buy me because it's there, and it will keep on pressing. And you see, that's why people who are not maimin, all of a sudden something pops out. So bepnimiyusay, it's not open for bechira. It certainly is open for bechira. A person can say kol davar and deny it and so on and so forth. Yes, because they have no, they cannot just, I told somebody, I was talking to somebody who went off the derech. This person was actually a Talmud Chacham and a lot, and whatever, we were talking a long time, a person is mid-40s, and he was very, I mean, he spent 3-4 hours really with some furious speech and talking and this and that. I told him, you know, if you really would have stopped believing it, you would laugh, put your arm around me and say, listen, chaval azman, you know, I'm not, you know, let's talk about sports or the weather, it really doesn't interest me, and I'll let's go to the beach instead. The anger and the fury with which you're reacting is because it's an issue for you. It's something that's part of you, and you know, you'll always have to face it. No, I want to stop here. It's a total thing. Yeah.